Hi, good day. Welcome to The Adventures of Eray, the Television Dog or TV Kramai. I'm going to start off by telling you about who Eray is. Here goes. Title, Adwa. The Birth of Adwa. It was Harmattan season in the western part of Africa, in a country by the name of Ghana. And in the country, in the region of the Ashanti, is where you'll find the mother and family members of Adwa. Whom may you ask is Adwa? Well, you will get to meet her soon. She's never late. She always arrives just on time. It was Christmas season. The Ashanti people call it Bronya. And in the city of Kumasi, located in the Ashanti region, the sound of fufu being pounded and the aromatic smell of the soup wafting in the air. The lady whom, through her, we will get to meet Adwa is also in the kitchen. Her name is Ya. She steps away from the kitchen and goes to a quiet place. She says, Kwesi, how can you do this to me? I don't have any money. How will I take care of this child that's coming? She was crying while saying this, but comported herself and cleaned her tears and went back to the kitchen. She picked up a biscuit and after eating the biscuit started feeling contractions. I guess the cookie was just what Adwa needed to get the contractions started on her mother's belly. So she wanted to come out and have some more of the cookie. The place where the young miss Adwa will be coming to is a compound house where her whole family of seven slept. There was one huge bed and all the grown-ups slept there and a kete, a placemat where the children slept. Now the compound house had many people living in there. And lots of children, but Adwa will be the first to be born in the Christmas season in their compound house. Because it was Christmas season, the food that was being prepared was fufu and palm nut soup with mackerel, or the Ashanti people call it salmon fish. Her mother's sisters, who is also considered her mother, Ekuya, was pounding the fufu, and Adwa's mother was by the coal pot tasting the soup. There were just two kitchens for every person in the house, and one toilet and two washrooms. And in the toilet, which is when a box with a hole atop is used to cover a bucket and you squat over it to ease or to go to toilet. In the compound house, there were two sisters by the name of Sister D and Sister B. There was the mommy nurse, Auntie Comfort, who was home at the time when Adwa's mom was in labor and she came to her aid. They took Adwa's mom to a room, placed her on a placemat around, and they surrounded her, and for about 24 hours she was in labor until Adwa finally arrived. She was named Adwa because she came on Monday on the Boxing Day, and in the Akan culture, the day that you're born is the day that you're given your soul name. The year she came was in the third year of the 1980s, a time that there was a great famine in the country of Ghana. She was born and the uncertainty and the unknown where the country is heading. To be continued. I hope you enjoy this story. Join me for the next new tale of Eray, which is Adwa's new name that will be coming up. Bye and have a blessed day.